episode 260 of the Mandarian Orange Show. I'm Phil Vecchio.
And I am Jerdell Janelle, a.k.a. J-Dog Vecchio.
A lot of a.k.a.s there.
Just one. I just a.k.a.'d it once.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Mandarian Orange Show. We are excited to have you here. If you are recently, a new listener, welcome as well. You may have seen our banner. Congratulations. That's right. You may have seen our banner.
You may have seen our license plate decor.
Might have seen our license plate. Could have seen, any number of Facebook posts or Instagram stories or things like that.
Yeah. So we're glad you're here.
If you are new, let us know how you found us. MandarianOrangeShow@gmail.com is the easiest way to do that. But we got some exciting stuff, kind of a crazy thing we just found out right before recording. Archive.org was hit with a major, hacking thing. I don't know enough about it to tell you any more information than that, but it does directly affect some of our podcast stuff. So if you've noticed that maybe our show was down for a little bit and you couldn't listen to it, that's why. It's directly tied with that. So we hope that they get it taken care of and fixed up. So, yikes.
Yikes is right.
Well, we have a lot to discuss tonight. We got a lot of things that we want to cover. So let's jump straight into our first segment, the news. And now the
news. Well, we're going to do a challenge.
We are. And we're going to kind of just, I think we're going to reiterate our challenge from last week.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
Yes, join our Patreon for free.
That's right. We have our Patreon. It's live now. And we, as of the last recording, all we did was just talk about it on here, on the episode. We didn't, post or share about it anywhere else. And a couple people did do that. Now, you can, of course, pay to follow us on Patreon, to become a patron of us. But you can also do a free follow. And that's all we're asking you to do at the moment. I mean, the biggest thing you have to do on your part, I guess, is to make, a Patreon account. But it doesn't take any credit card information or anything like that. I don't think. You just make a username, If you want to obviously do paid ones, you're going to have to do financial stuff like that. But it's, it's fairly straightforward. You just go to our Patreon, Mandarian Orange Show on Patreon, and follow it for free. I put a link in the Mandarian Orange Show group, and we'll probably share a link through the official page as well. So that would be awesome. We'd love to see you guys on there. It's just putting some fun, silly, whatever posts on there, maybe reminding you about the show. But hopefully, as we get more followers, I'll post more stuff.
Yes.
It'd be interesting to see who all jumps on there. We're excited for those of you that have, and we hope some more join for free. That's your assignment.
Also, don't forget that you can write to us at MandarianOrangeShow@gmail.com. You can message us on our Instagram at MandarianOrangeShow, and you can Facebook group us.
Or Facebook message us, that's right. Yes,
you could join our group, the Mandarian Orange Show, the group. You could follow our page, the Mandarian Orange Show, on Facebook. We also have a TikTok at Mandarian Orange Show.
And a YouTube.
And a YouTube.
That's right. All the things.
Speaking of YouTube, if you haven't checked out our newest, I know it's my vacation pants technically because we were traveling around Southern California, but it's really an episode of Mandarin Orange.
It's the stuff that we talk about in Mandarin Orange. I did post it. I think we posted it in the group.
We did.
So it's a taco tour.
Yeah, the taco tour. It's gotten some traction. Lots of comments. Got lots of new subscribers on there. So while you're subscribing to Mandarian Orange Show, go ahead and subscribe to My Vacation Pants, too.
We'll be posting more videos on that,
too. Yeah, I'm going to try to do it more often because people seem to like our content, our traveling content. Our
content, yeah.
So.
Well, and one other thing is that you can follow us or listen to us on Fountain. So what's our update on Fountain?
Oh, yes.
Give us a quick stat update.
4,325 sats.
4,325.
And we have 73 supporters.
What's the
dollar amount? Is $2.62.
I never write it down or remember, but it sounds like more, so I don't know.
It's great.
Well, thank you for supporting us on Fountain as well. In other news, Luke had a birthday celebration this last week. That was exciting.
He's 14. We have a 14 and a 15-year-old.
Yeah, for a very brief window in the middle there. Before it's 14 and 16.
Yeah, we got into a lot of birthday shenanigans.
We sure did. We went to the movies with his friends and family, mm-hmm. our family as well. We went to Knott's Berry Farm because we had passes there. Yeah. We had like a birthday party at home with grandma and grandpa, and Uncle Matt came and played, and we played games and stuff.
What were some of the present highlights?
Let's see. We got him a Pro Controller, a Zelda Pro Controller for the Nintendo Switch. So
hard to find.
That was kind of like a big one. And we got him bikes. We got both Luke and Audrey a bike.
We gave it to him at the same time.
They kind of outgrew their kid ones. They need like adult-sized bikes now, so. Just good, like cheap Walmart ones, but you know, like enough for them to drive around on.
Yeah. Little beach cruisers.
I figure if they get like super excited and want to bike more, they can like earn some money to like upgrade. But for now, they got cool bikes.
Yeah.
They're just their other little bikes they outgrew like very quickly because they both shot up. And during the pandemic, there was, you know, some bike neglect.
Yeah.
So.
But they're back. They're back with the bikes. So it was really fun.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the board games that we played and stuff later on in our game night section.
Yes, for that. For sure.
We also went to the Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, the Pumpkin Patch.
They have like a, it costs money to go to the Pumpkin Patch out here now.
Like a lot of money.
And it's been a long time. Like we used to go there all the time when our kids were little, but they have like a free day for locals that we didn't realize. And so we went and it was like, it's crazy. It's like a little amusement park now.
Yeah.
Like, we've been to amusement parks where they had less attractions, right? Yeah. Now, I mean, it's, you know, mostly like carnival type rides. Like, there's not any, you know, unique bespoke rides. But mm-hmm. what they did have is three different animatronic shows.
Right.
They were all phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
It's very much like, imagine a Pumpkin Patch animatronic show, and they live up to the hype.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't know. If you watched our story, I did post some of them on the Mandarin Orange Show Instagram story. So keep an eye on those, because I always post fun stuff in mm-hmm. there. It was fun, though. A lot of good photo ops. Good walking around. It was a little warm.
It was warm.
A little warm, but it was nice. All right, one other thing in the news, because like we're rolling through here.
Yeah.
We're a third of the way through October, which means November is just around the corner. November is our 30-day challenge month. We've had a lot of challenges over the years. We've done 30-day TV pilot challenge, 30-day podcast challenge, a 30-day Nintendo NES challenge, 30-day eShop challenge. Of course, the MoviePass challenge was the original one that kicked it all off. All different things where every day for 30 days, I do something. Now, you've participated in varying degrees throughout the years, but I'm the primary one because, you know.
I gotta work.
You got stuffs to do. So, I think I mentioned it a while ago, but I just want to get people, like, pumped up and maybe you want to participate in this. This year's 30-day challenge will be a 30-day writing challenge.
Yes.
A little bit different. Like, other ones, you know, I was able to do, like, a review of the movie we saw or whatever. This one, it's going to be more of like a challenge of me accomplishing something. But maybe, if you guys are nice, I might like read an excerpt or something. You never know. Or something. But let me tell you what I'm going to do. Because it's 30 days. And here's what I figured. If I write 3 pages a day for 30 days, that's 90 pages. That's, you know, a short novel or a complete screenplay or, you know, several short stories or whatever. And I think I have, like, a few writing projects that I'm going to spread it out across. I've got...
So you're not going to, like, do everything on one project to finish it. You're going to spread it across.
Yeah, and I'll tell you... Project. Let me tell you why. This is the logic. because I don't want to get like hung up and stuck on something.
Yeah.
If I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know where I'm going with this and I need a break. I want to be able to like, okay, I need to get 3 pages done today. So I'm going to work on this.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be even. It's just what you're feeling for the day.
Right. So some of the projects though are things that I've already partially done.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think it will also be good because my goal is to finish at least one completely alongside working on the other. So I'll tell you, I got 2 different screenplays that I have partially done
mm-hmm.
that I want to work on. I also have a book that I started writing that I will work on. And for any of the in-between time will be short stories. So I will have stuff to show at the end. But those are the main things. 2, maybe 3 different screenplays if I really get stuck on something and I need to, like, wiggle around on something.
That's great.
But by the end of it, I'll have a lot of progress and I'll have at least some things finished.
Yeah.
You know, I know that I could just force myself to do one all the way through, but I'm just afraid I'll get bogged down and then I'll burn out. You know, I want to be able to jump around.
Yeah.
If I'm stuck, I want to be able to go write 3 pages of a short story that I just came up with so that I've got something.
That's great.
So
I'll think about how I want to participate.
I mean, you could do something like a page a day.
Maybe, but I don't want to commit to that.
Half a page.
Let me just think.
Half a page is 15 pages by the end of the month. That's pretty good.
We'll see. Maybe I'll work on our screenplay.
That's what I was thinking.
Together.
If you did a half a page a day on that, then it would not be quite done yet, but it would be like moving forward. But that's what the other one that I was thinking. Yeah. I have 2 main ones that I want to work on that I've written by myself. And then the other one would be, the third one would be the one that you and I are working on. So that could be good.
That could be good.
Because if I do some on it and you do some on it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing is I want to challenge our listeners to participate. If any of you have any aspirations for writing, you could do like the big challenge and just write, you know, every day on a project to get it completed by the end of the month. You know, people do like the novel writing where they do it by the end of the month. I'm doing pages. I know sometimes people go by word count. I prefer pages. I don't like to like sit and like study my word count. I get too bogged down in that kind of thing.
Audrey does.
Audrey likes that. I'm not saying I don't like to look at it after the fact, but if I start getting word count in my head, then I'm not thinking about like what I want to have done, you know. And, you know, a screenplay page has a lot less words. So if I'm, like, strapped for time, maybe I could do that, you know.
Yeah.
So, because you got to realize, like, this is going to be during Thanksgiving and other vacation stuff. So I have to be able to, like, get it done on the go.
Right.
And I will be doing updates, although it'll look a little different, obviously, than, like, you know, when we did a video game and I'd show clips of the video game. It's not going to be as interesting, but I will, like, you know,
you check in with people. You talk about what you've been doing.
I'll talk about it. Talk about what I'm working on and whatnot. So that's coming up in November. And you guys, if you want to write along with me, write into us and tell us at mandarinorchard@gmail.com. Tell us what you're going to do. Even if it's a paragraph a day. Something. It's the writing challenge. All right. That's it for news. We're going to do a segment we haven't done in quite a while. It's time for game night.
Yes.
We have not talked about board games in quite a while, although we've danced around it. We just haven't got to it because we've been
played a lot.
We've played so many because you got to figure we haven't updated this since before summer vacation. We played games on summer vacation. We played games at Luke's game night, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just going to go through a list of games that we've played recently. We're going to just give our recommendations because, you know, people are always looking for a good board game to play. So we'll kind of tell you who it's good for. You know, the type of game it is, and we'll go from there. Some of these are ones we've talked about before. There's some new ones on here we've learned more recently, so here we go. First up on the list, almost always in game night, is Rook.
It's probably our most played game.
I'm sure it is. It's a family favorite. I love it. You know, we played it a ton over the summer. It's a, you know, card game, so you can play it wherever.
It works great with 4 people, and it works great with 6 people. That's like,
those are the most ideal.
You get the same amount of partners.
The only thing that, like, worries me, though, is that, like, you know, the newer games, the newer decks have different rules.
Yeah.
And they've kind of dumbed it down. They've done this with a lot of board games we've noticed. where, like, you know, we get a newer edition and they have, like, dumber rules. Like, they make it more simple so the game is easier.
So maybe look at Rook directions from, like, what, 1987?
Well, I mean, the ones from, like, when I was a kid is before that. But I think, generally speaking, especially if it's a, like, legacy game like Rook that's been around a long time, or Risk is another one that they've done that, or whatever. Racco, we've noticed they've changed the rules on that.
Yeah.
Is, you know, and I don't have, like, specific websites, but I know there are lots where they have, like, archives of, you know, old board game rules. And you can compare notes on them. It's worth doing, like, especially... You know, a good example is Racco, which is another one on the list here. We played that one a lot. The new rules, like, totally dumb it down to the point where it's just, like, a baby game.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't even... It's, like, too easy. There is one exception, however, which is Pass the Pigs, a.k.a. Pigmania.
Yeah, they made it better.
The way that we played it when I was a kid, according to the rules, was something along the lines of, like, Candyland or Chutes and Ladders, where it's just... It's just chance. Like, there's no skill involved whatsoever. You just, it's just a game to, like, help kids learn how to count and keep score and stuff.
Right. No strategy.
There's no strategy. There's nothing to it. And the new way that the game is played, which I didn't realize it until this summer, I think we compared notes on it, is like, you know, way better. So every once in a while, they do improve on
right.
it. But most of the time, the trend seems to be it gets dumber. So, that being said, what's our next game?
Our next game is Settlers.
Yeah, of course, we've got a lot of Settlers. We actually got a travel Settlers game that we brought with us this summer, and that was super cool.
I accidentally bought it on Amazon.
Yeah.
So we brought it.
We didn't mean to. I put it on, like, the list.
We were going to, like, get it later when it went on sale.
Yeah, and then, like, it just showed up. I'm like, did you buy it? I thought
I guess I forgot to take it out of the cart. So, who's ever done that on Amazon? My hands raised.
But it was something we wanted.
So yeah. And it was really suffered. Fun to play on the trip.
Other ones that we brought on the trip, because on this trip, you know, we flew out there, so we had to bring stuff that was small enough we could fit. So we brought things that are, you know, card decks, like Rook. Another one we brought is Bonanza, which is the bean trading game. We've talked about that a bunch on here. That's the one we learned from David and Amber when we were out in Texas. But again, it's a card game one, yeah. So it's small. It fits in backpacks or whatever.
Travel Azul.
Yeah, Azul. We also learned from David and Amber, and we got the travel one, so we were able to bring that with us. Skip Bow is another one we have played a lot recently, and that's a card game. Easy to travel.
Now, this time, this next game, you got games that maybe we would possibly get rid of. Chick-a-Pig being one of them, but then we remembered it's really fun.
It was really fun. Yeah, it was every once in a while we've got to do a little bit of a purge because we have so many board games and, you know, not enough shelf space for it all.
Yeah, we don't need them all. I mean, they got to be... If we're always going to go back to the same games, we might as well really like the games we have.
So I pulled out a big pile of stuff to play and then see what we're going to get rid of. And Chick-a-Pig... I don't know, I didn't remember it, but then when we played it, it's really fun.
It's fun.
This is not one we brought on the trip with us because it's a little bit bigger, but it's kind of a, I don't know how you even describe it. Like an action game almost.
It's kind of like, Clue, and you are like going to different parts of the board, but you have to like get your guys to the other side of the board and there's like obstacles and...
I don't see how it's, like, Clue at all.
Just, like, with the little squares and, like, having to count to get certain places. Because it's in squares,
like Okay, Clue. So the board looks like Clue, but it doesn't play like Clue at all. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if anything, it's kind of like Chinese checkers getting them from one side to the other. Except that it's like a sliding game like you would see on, like, Legend of Zelda or, like, a Professor Layton or something like that.
You slip and poo.
Yeah, that's always fun.
You know, a poo game.
Anyway, it's really fun. I think that's only for four players. Skip Bow, by the way, is one that's good for larger groups, just FYI. We also, on summer vacation, picked up a couple of new expansions for Settlers.
We've only done one.
We've only done one of them.
It's fun.
But they had, like, state expansions. So we got, there was, like, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Hawaii. We've only done the Georgia one, I think, is what we did.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is, like, they're, like, the two
state,
of them.
The shape state.
They're paper maps. and they just unfold, and it's basically just an alternative shape. They had some like different rules. I think we wound up just playing it the traditional way.
Yeah.
On it, but we got it at this
store. It was just fun to play on a different map.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. A new one that we've learned recently is called Golf. This is one that...
card game, right?
I realize when I say it out loud, it sounds like I'm talking about how we just discovered golf. There's a card game called it Golf that my parents taught us, which, I mean, I don't know how to describe it, other than you can play with a lot of people. It does require multiple decks, but it's a lot of fun. And, like, each... You, like, count down. You're trying to get low scores. That's why it's golf. And you play 18 rounds also. I don't know. That's been fun. We played that quite a bit.
I don't think it's 18. I think it's 9.
Oh, well, maybe it
play
is.
Play like half, or like it would half. Be a really long
game. Yeah, I think you're right now that you say that. I don't know. That's one that, like, you'd have to, if you're curious and you want to know how to play it, you'd have to write to us and we could, like, give you directions. Because I don't know that that's, like, a widely known one. I think that's
it's just really fun, though.
We've also played, well, we've got the travel versions on here. We played Quicks. That's another one we take on the trip. That's a dice game. And super fun. I know we've talked about that before. That one's good for 5 players. I think you could do 6, maybe. I can't remember what it recommends.
We played with, like, 7 ones.
Yeah, and it gets the more you get, it's, I think 6 is, like, the max. And 2 is really not quite enough. You need, like, 3 at least, I think. Although you could play it with 2.
Yeah.
Played a lot of Hearts, which is another good, just classic card game.
Yeah.
Luke actually taught his friends at school how to play Hearts.
He did do that.
Actually, I've done a couple of games of Risk. We did one during my Emperor for a day, and you requested to play it again.
Yeah, because you wanted to do it like Settlers.
And how did you feel about it? You like the other way better?
Yeah.
I think so. I think the random distribution is better. It just kind of makes it more interesting. But, I mean, you're okay with Risk. I know you don't choose it a lot, but...
No, I like Risk. If you and your brothers are going to have a Christmas night together, I don't want to get in the way of that. You guys have at it. Cutthroat Risk. But fun Risk with our kids.
It's not any different. I play the exact same way I do with my brothers.
I know, but you guys take forever.
Well, that may be. That's probably true.
And stay up way too late. It's more of the time of day that you play it.
Do you want to know something interesting about Risk?
Yes.
The night before we got married.
Oh, I know.
My brothers and I stayed up late playing Risk.
Yeah.
That's like, that, who needs a bachelor party when you've got a board game that makes people mad?
You also watched the separate bachelor party. You watched The Ring.
Yeah, that was separate. I'm talking like the night before we got married. I stayed up really late.
I know.
Because we were playing Risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. I did not stay up late the day before we got married. I did stay up with my bridesmaids, but I didn't stay up.
Till like 3 in the morning?
No. I need my beauty rest.
Another card game that we played a lot of around these parts is Rage.
And oh, yeah.
I think we may... I can't remember. I know we've talked about Rage before, but I don't know if we ever discussed the fact that, like, it's out of print and it's really hard to find. I actually wound up
finding... My mom wanted it
because we have a copy and she really loves it. And so we dug up... Well, not dug up. I have been looking around for it and found a copy on eBay. And it was more than you would have paid for it originally. But, you know, was able to get her a copy. And also, like, I didn't want to get used because, like... Cards break down and get gross and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't get a used card game, but, you know, buyer beware.
Right.
Who knows what nacho chips they were eating while they were playing it, you know?
Right.
And finally, one other game that we've actually played a number of times. This is another one that I pulled out in a pile of, like, stuff to get rid of.
And then it was so fun.
It was so fun. Okay. So, we've talked about other Princess Bride games before. This one is called Princess Bride. It's a Battle of Wits. You know, like the Battle of Wits in the movie, you know, with the Iocane powder and the wine with Vicini and the Man in Black. And we played it with just our house, the four of us. And it wasn't very fun. And we were like, I think we're done with it. And then we set it away for a while. And then we pulled it out and tried one more time with my, you know, extended family. So mom and dad. And I think Melissa played with us that first time. So there was like 7 of us, right? And it's like... so much fun. It's a completely different game. We actually, it's one of the ones that Luke requested and we played again with seven of us when the family was down. And the thing is, you have to have, I think five is the minimum. It says you can play with less, but it's one of the things where you're trying to like trick and bluff each other and you play cards and you don't know what's hidden.
You know who's bluffing who if it's too few.
Right. If there's only four of you, then you can figure it out. So you got to have five or more, I would say. But it is really fun. And it's kind of crazy that the Princess Bride has not one but two licensed games that are really fun to play. Mm-hmm. Battle of Wits, and of course, I Hate to Kill You, which is one that I love and play a lot. So that's our board game updates. If you guys have any questions about any, let us know. If you have any board games that you want to recommend,
let us know in the comments.
There's a guy who works at the local bookstore that recommended a game.
Yeah.
And we need to go back because I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, hopefully he's there.
We need to go back and find out. Well, that's why you should write to us, because then I won't forget. I can just look at your email. All right. Next up, it's movie time.
Movie time.
Okay, we got a few movies to talk about here. Saw a few in the theater.
Oh, yes, we did.
What did we see? What's this first one here? Beetlejuice. That's
How did I spell it? With E-A?
E-A-T-T-L-E. Beattle.
Beattle.
Well, we went and saw Beetlejuice a little while ago. And what'd you think?
I thought that it was fun to have a sequel.
Yeah.
Was it as good as the original? Not even close. But it was great to have a follow-up to kind of follow their story.
Now, we did, immediately before seeing the movie, we watched the original on DVD.
Right.
Like the day before.
Beetlejuice 1.
The first Beetlejuice. And so, you know, we had like a very direct comparison to make. I enjoyed it.
I bet if it had been longer, we wouldn't have gotten all the little nuances.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit grosser, you know, which is whatever. But honestly, if I'm like super nitpicky, and this is why I hope someday someone will listen to our podcast and be like, man, we need to hire this guy to do a
script be a script doctor.
There was just one too many storylines. That's honestly what the biggest problem was.
There
was too much going on and too much to have to resolve. And they weren't all directly, they weren't all necessary. Didn't
wrap them up.
Right. I think if they had trimmed out, I won't say exactly which, but there was like one major character that they added that was unnecessary, didn't really affect the rest of the story.
I know who you're talking
about. Took a lot of time up that if they just trimmed that out, I think it just would have been more streamlined. It's tempting to do more in a sequel, but sometimes it gets to be too much.
Put it on the cutting room floor.
Just saying. All right. Up next, we watched a documentary. This was a tearjerker and a heartbreaker.
Oh my gosh. It was like bawling from the beginning.
We watched Superman, a Christopher Reeve's story. And this is, obviously it's in the name. It was a documentary about the life of the actor Christopher Reeve, who played Superman in the Superman 1-4 movies. And gosh, you probably know, but he was injured in an accident and was paralyzed and became an activist for people who were disabled, and very inspiring and just heartbreaking and beautiful, really well done.
And his children like were in it,
like carrying on the legacy and stuff. Yeah, it's the kind of thing where I was already crying like the moment the opening titles came on. You know? So yeah, highly recommend it. I don't think it was in the theaters very long. It was like, I think, only 2 days that it screened or something like that. Mm-hmm. But man, it was really good. I'm sure it'll be on streaming.
Catch it on streaming.
Really good. Really, really good. Just, bring some tissues. Finally, we went on Luke's birthday. Well, it wasn't his actual birthday. Like 2 days before his birthday. He invited some friends and we all went and saw The Wild Robot. Now, you read the book with the kids. What
did
you think?
I read the book with the kids when we did One School, One Book. It's kind of like a sad, like, downer story.
I remember you guys weren't super into it from, you and the kids.
And a lot of description of nature. A lot. Like, so much.
And you don't like that?
Not a lot of action. I mean, there was some action, as you know from the movie, but I really enjoyed the movie. They condensed it, you know, got to the point, and the animation was beautiful, and the actors, like, voice actors were really fun, too.
Yeah, really cool art style.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I don't know, like, almost watercolory or something. Yeah. I don't know exactly how you describe it, but it was really pretty.
It matched the artwork in the book.
Yeah.
So, and it was cool artwork in the book.
I enjoyed it, too. I mean, I don't think it's going to be, like, my favorite movie of the year, but I also enjoyed it quite really a bit.
Well, because there hasn't been a lot out for kids lately.
Yeah, this is true. Finally, in the movies category, we've actually, like, over the last little bit, watched some Alfred Hitchcock movies in the long-running series of my mom and I trying to watch through all of them in order. Years and years. Of course, I've watched Alfred Hitchcock movies out of order. Mm-hmm. You know, we went and saw North by Northwest in the theater recently. Yeah. But in our years-long in-order watching, we saw The Lady Vanishes, Jamaica Inn, and Rebecca. I think you watched some of those with us.
I watched The Lady Vanishes and Rebecca. I was in a deep sleep, when you and Mom watched Jamaica.
That's right. That was during the recovery time.
I slept for a few days.
Well, any impressions of the ones you did see?
Oh, they were both, like, fantastic. Lady Vanishes was a little more humorous.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Rebecca did have funny parts still, but was a lot more of a serious drama.
Yeah, like when the kids asked if it would be a fun one for them to watch, I was like, I mean, this one's a lot more serious. It's not really any funny parts.
But then,
and I was wrong. Like, there was a lot of humor in it.
They would have liked it.
They definitely would have. I would rewatch it. Rebecca is the only one that ever won for Best Picture of any of Alfred Hitchcock's movies.
Mm-hmm.
He never won for Best Director, which is just a crime.
It is a crime.
And, you know, others of his movies did win, like, you know, various acting or technical awards. I can't remember exactly the number. I want to say it's like 17 wins, but that's the only one that won Best Picture and never Best Director. The other one, Jamaica Inn, is one that I had in my mind, like, was kind of a lesser. I really didn't think I liked it. And we watched it on DVD, and I will tell you, because the previous copy I had was rough. I mean, we used to have, like, an old VHS tape. I remember watching
it with you, and it was, like, really hard to watch.
You could not understand the dialogue at all, and so I just have avoided it.
It was, like, really, like, grainy.
Yeah, it just did not look good. And
print.
The DVD I have now is not, like, a masterpiece version. Like, it's pretty basic, but it's just, it's so much better. And instead of watching it on our old CRT TV, we watch it on a big screen. And I will tell you, like, this, it made all the difference. I loved it. I thought it was so good. And I can't, like, I really did not do it justice before. It, like, went way up in my estimation.
Well, who would have known you had to watch it on a flat screen TV when you were really not wanting to get one ever in our life?
I love the charm of VHS, but when you have a terrible old grainy public domain copy, it can actually impact, especially with, like, thick British accents. Yeah. And it's like a period piece, so they're doing, like, old fashioned British accents, but in the 1930s, you know? So.
Did we talk about that I convinced you to get a new phone?
I think so. Maybe.
This is how I did it. I said the technology on the phone he likes, because he likes the little home button on the iPhone. They don't make home buttons anymore. I said, if you don't get one now, you're not going to have a home button, and then what is your life going to be?
Which, it just is so stupid. I do not understand why they don't have a button anymore.
Because I also got a new phone because Luke got old. Like, he wanted a cell phone. But, like, he uses the older one. But you got a free phone if you started a line. And mine does not have a home button.
And it's horrible. I hate it.
It's fine.
Come on, Apple. Like, give us a button. One button. That's all we ask.
Yeah.
You used to have a bank of 12 buttons, and now you got down to none.
You on your phone anymore, right?
I can't have headphones.
You have to do the little.
Yeah. I also splitter. Hate that. It's, it's not what I love.
But at least you got a home button.
Yeah.
So that's how I convinced him to get a new used car.
Because they still had CD players.
Because they're not going to make cars with CD players anymore.
They just stop. Like, that's fine. I love advances in technology. But why do they have to get rid of the old stuff? See?
Jamaica Inn, you wrote it off. And now, with our beautiful TV, you were able to enjoy it. So you shouldn't always shun new technology.
You're going to use the Jamaica Inn against me now.
You know, that it full circle. And you like taking pictures on your new phone.
I do. It does. It takes nice pictures. Jamaica Inn, it did open my eyes to the possibility that VHS is not the ultimate in viewing technology. Well, we have one final segment that we're going to do for this episode. We kind of did them out of order tonight. That's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
There's not like a particular, it's a variety show. So a lot of times I'll leave off some, and then if we have extra time, we do some at the end. This time, we just did them out of order because I wanted to make sure to get the board games in because we hadn't talked about it in a long time. But It is time for our ongoing My Vacation Pants segment.
Put on your vacation pants.
So we are going through each episode for the next, well, I guess we have 9 more episodes. We're going through each state that we went through out of 12 states on our summer vacation. And we've talked about Colorado and Kansas and California already. And this week we are talking about our trip to Oklahoma.
OKLAHOMA, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Okay.
We drove down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, all the way out of Kansas. Why did we go to Oklahoma on our way to North Dakota?
I'll tell you. I never got out of the car in Oklahoma, and Luke was the baby, and Audrey, you know, was right behind, or right ahead.
Right, and they never got out of the car. They technically had been to Oklahoma, and you've driven across little bits of the panhandle.
I've driven across,
but never gotten out of the car.
Nah.
And the kids, like, we were in Oklahoma for about 10 minutes when Luke was, like, 6 months old, and Audrey was, like, 2.5. And that's it. So, if we're going to claim that we went to all 50 states, that all of us did, which we did technically, I just wanted to have it be more than just a one. Remember, I do have a rating system of either 1, 2, or 3 when you visit a state or a country. 1 means that you're technically in it, like maybe an airport or driving through but never got out of the car. 2 means we were in the state or country and you at least ate a meal, got out of the car and did some activity or another. At least had a meal, and 3 is that you spent at least 1 night there.
So we had no ones.
Well, right? Oklahoma was the final one.
So we had to upgrade it.
So I wanted to go to Oklahoma first before we went to North Dakota so that we could, with real confidence. So now, we're all caught up. The kids caught up to us, and out of 50 states, there are only 2 2s left.
I know. New Jersey.
New Jersey and
Alabama.
Those are the only 2 states that we've all been to them, but we've never spent the night. New Jersey is probably our weakest 2. We've actually been to there on 2 different occasions, but we didn't do much. We went and we ate a meal. We got gas. You know, we probably have spent a grand total of about 3 hours in New Jersey. So that's probably the weakest. Alabama, we've actually been to a number of times. Did quite a bit there. We just haven't actually spent the night. You know, we went to a wedding there.
Yeah.
My cousin Christy's wedding. So, you know, we've been there a bunch and never actually spent the night. That's right. Of the 3s, our probably weakest 3 is Alaska for Luke. The rest of them, like, he's been to when he's old enough to have really good memories of it. But he was, how old was he when he went to Alaska?
He was, like, it was the following summer.
So he was, like,
he wasn't even,
he was, like, 1.5, 18 yeah. months, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we spent, you know, we did a cruise, and we also, like, stayed in a cabin for, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 nights. And so, you know, we really stayed in Alaska, but he was really little, and I don't know if he actually has any firsthand memories or just all the pictures.
Yeah.
So that's probably our weakest 3, but it still counts.
Right.
We got tons of pictures there, so whatever. But Oklahoma was pretty weak 1. So now we've spent time in Oklahoma so that by the time we got to North Dakota, I could confidently say we have all been to all 50 states. So, what do we do in Tulsa?
We got there pretty late, but it was Airbnb, and it was this cute little house. I don't know. We just really liked it. There's a good puzzle table, good game playing table.
Yeah, and they left the puzzle there for us to do, yeah. Which was nice.
At the end, though, you did leave your hard drive behind.
I did. I left my portable hard drive behind.
That was like a nightmare for you.
It was.
But the Airbnb hosts were so nice, and they sent it to your parents.
They did, but man, I like stressed about that big time. It must have like slid out of the pouch. I don't know how I did that. I'm so thorough at checking hotel rooms and stuff. I don't know where it was.
Yeah.
They didn't say it was in our bedroom, but they didn't say where they found it.
It must have been like just behind a pillow or something.
I guess. I don't know. But I only did it on the desk.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they did. They got it back to me because, you know, I have a lot of the things backed up on there, but a lot of the stuff I don't, and I should. But I need to do it. What am I going to do?
It's hard.
It's very hard. Data's rough. I feel really bad for archive.org.
Okay.
So it was a great Airbnb, though.
I guess it was our second Airbnb.
Yeah, because we stayed in Colorado on one.
We saw the Golden Driller.
Uh-huh. It's a big, tall, giant statue of a guy who was a driller.
We went to the center of the universe. Did you know the center of the universe is in the middle of downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma? I certainly did not till this trip, but it was amazing. It was actually just kind of a little placard by these big buildings.
And also while we were there, I totally like ate it. Like I tripped on like a, because the pavement's a little uneven and I like caught my toe on it and totally like, do you have that on video? I think you might have caught it on video.
I did get it on video.
Not posting that.
We also went to the Outsider's house. Like, and this is from the movie The Outsiders.
Starring Rob Lowe.
Starring Ralph Macchio. We saw where they filmed Outsiders.
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
We got some great photo ops.
Luke got a shirt.
We didn't actually go on the tour because you had to pay for the tour and it was so hot and there's no air conditioning in the tour. Like, you can walk around in the grounds and go in the gift shop, but you have to go in the house itself.
We usually do more, but when it's super hot, we limit ourselves because we know it's going to be a really... And I'm a passer outer.
Yeah.
So it's not worth me passing out.
And it was hot and it wasn't air conditioned in there. And it was
so
like
humid.
Like a 45 minute walking tour. And I'm like, we can't do it right now.
But we went into the store.
We went into the gift shop. And
got a shirt.
We walked around the grounds and took pictures of the stuff. So it was a quick visit.
It was really hot
to do anything else.
We also visited the Route 66 Blue Whale.
Yes. The Golden Driller was not on Route 66.
Okay. So that's just in Tulsa.
Yeah.
It's funny because there was a AAA car show going on when we were there.
That's right.
You also played a new kind of license plate game there.
Well, it was not a new kind, just that we saw
the most Native American plates
we've
ever seen.
Tribal plates. Like, we have a list of them.
And if you think about the history, Trail of Tears, they ended up in Oklahoma, and around that car show, especially, we just drove around that parking lot.
I think we got something like 12 different tribal plates. I've seen, you know, one or two here and there on other trips, but Oklahoma had like the best concentration.
And just rare ones.
Yeah, just I didn't even know they had plates for some of these nations. So
it was
great. Was super, super cool. So.
It's funny because in Tulsa, you know, our deal, you do all the driving and I'll go out and get little meals for us.
You do the shopping and stuff.
There were a lot of cute little areas driving around. Just a lot of cute little like neighborhoods and stuff in Tulsa. So I enjoyed doing that.
Well, and this was, remember, we did like a 10 and a half hour drive out of Colorado. So
yeah, you needed
the second day we had planned on, we're going to do a day of just kind of vegging out. Mm-hmm. We hung out around the Airbnb. You went and got food. And mm-hmm. then the next day, we went and did the sightseeing and stuff. Yeah. So. We also, like you said, we went to the Blue Whale on Route 66. This is a, if you look up Route 66 Blue Whale, it's a pretty iconic,
yeah.
you know, thing. Like, if you ever a get, whole, like, a Route 66. A whole 66,
school bus of children came to visit it while we were there.
Yeah. If you ever look at, like, a Route 66 book or poster, it's almost certainly on there.
It used to be, like, a swimming hole. It is not anymore. You no. would not want to swim in there.
It was a little, like, it was cool. It's preserved well, but the pond around it's a little grimy. Says there's, like, snakes in it, and probably, like, you know, brain-eating worms or something. Like, you would not want to go into it, but it was really cool to see. And they even had a little tiny shop where we got pressed pennies.
I know! Pressed pennies!
And that was the bulk of Oklahoma.
I'll post some pictures in the group from Oklahoma.
Very good.
Because for our cover picture, it's going to be of Luke's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because that's what I do.
That's
around good. Birthday time, birthday season.
Well, and also we can post it on, we'll post some pictures maybe on Instagram and Patreon.
Yes.
Speaking of Patreon, we are going to wrap up this show, and I want to remind you all that our challenge for the week is to go on Patreon, patreon.com/MandarianOrange Show. Just follow, become a free member. You don't have to do any financial commitment just yet. Just become a free member.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see our posts, and we'll do other stuff on there. And it would really help us out. Give us any feedback that you have on what you want to see there. There's, I forgot, I don't didn't mention this before. So there's like sort of just like a feed, you know, almost like you would have on a Facebook page or an Instagram page where you have different posts you can make, videos, right. pictures, text, whatever. There's also a little store that you can, like, sell things, and mostly, like, digital stuff. So, like, you could sell, you know, we could sell, like, a special episode of Mandarin Orange Show or whatever. So, I put in there, I don't know, just playing around with it, I put, like, a, you could do, like, digital images as well, like, you know, photos.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did, like, a little photo, I don't know, I think there's, like, 12 or 16 pictures, something like that. Just random stuff that I had, and I put it on there, and you have to be a member to see it, but it's free if you are a free member. So you can go in there and look at that. If you're not a member, you have to buy it.
Got it.
But I don't anticipate anyone doing it. I just wanted to have some, like, interesting, fun stuff for people to see on there.
It was cool.
So, did you look at it?
I saw it.
Well, anyway, so that's something else to look for while you're on there. So please, Mandarian Orange Show on Patreon, and just give us a free follow.
All right.
What else, Janelle? Where can they write to us if they have other feedback?
MandarianOrangeShow@gmail.com.
Very good. All right. I think that we are bringing this thing to a close. Any final thoughts or humorous observations before we go?
No.
Well, see, said.
You smirked a little, so.
I mean, a little bit. I did. You're right. My humorous observation.
Your humorous observation?
It's that your upper arm contains it.
Is that where your humerus is?
It is.
Wow. I hit part of my humerus today.
That's why they call it the funny bone.
Ugh. It hurts so bad, I don't know why.
Radius and ulna. How do you know which one is which?
Because calling Dick Tracy...
On the radio.
On the radio.
That's right. Your radius is the one that's by your thumb.
Thank you, Mr. Cheeseman, the other side. Eighth grade health, for helping me with those things.
Very good. All right. Well, we hope you all have a great week, and take care of your ulnas, everyone. And that's going to do it for the show. So for the Mandarian Orange Show, I'm Phil.
And I'm Janelle.
And we talk so you don't have to.
That means
Nintendo is our
Nintendo.